Officials have identified the final victim of the crash of a small jet at Hanscom Field in Bedford Saturday, 45-year-old Michael DeVries of New Jersey, who was the plane's co-pilot. All seven people on board the plane were killed. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board, investigating the crash, says it's recovered the jet's voice and data flight recorders. WBUR's Fred Tice has this update.
3 days after the crash, only one runway is open at Hanscom. Beyond the end of the other runway still sit the remains of the Gulfstream IV. Luke Schatta, who's leading the investigation for the NTSB, says the crash site is a complicated one to work.
The aircraft came to rest about 2,000 feet from the end of the runway in a gully. There was a significant post-crash fire. And the airplane is located on both sides of the gully with water in the gully.
The NTSB says the only eyewitness to the crash did not see the jet take off at any point. Now that the flight recorders have been recovered, investigators will be able to determine the aircraft's top speed. Schatta says they'll also look at the crew's experience and whether they were well rested.
As we continue, the investigation is still going to focus on gathering factual information about the flight crew, their background, experience, type of experience, medical certifications, things along those lines.
The plane traveled to the end of the runway and passed another 1,000 feet of tarmac. There are tire marks on that part of the tarmac beyond the end of the runway. Poles mark the end of the tarmac, and it appears that the plane's wings did not shear those markers. Investigators will have to determine if the wings were so high they would have cleared the markers with the plane on the ground, or if at that point the aircraft was airborne. The plane traveled another 800 feet of grass beyond the tarmac, and there it lost first its nose gear, then its left main gear, before coming to rest in the gully. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.